This is a story from long ago, but not so long ago that it's been forgotten. Back in the days of 1920, when Georgia was still wild, before the farms and fields and forests were paved over by concrete and asphalt. Back in those days, there lived a farmer named Raz, his wife Rena, and their 20 children. They lived in a town, well, you couldn't really call it a town. It was nothing more than a widening in the road called Putney, Georgia. They lived there and they farmed the land. Now, 20 children is a lot. But when you grow up on a farm, everybody helps out. So, when Mama Rena told Papa Raz that she was going to have another baby, he said, "The more the merrier." And before too long, she had a baby boy, beautiful baby boy, and they named him Silas. He was the youngest one in that family of 21 children. Now, Silas had a lot of brothers, and some of them liked to teach him, and others liked to tease him. He had a lot of sisters, too. And they just loved up on him as much as they could, always making him his favorite snacks. When you grow up on a farm, there's a lot to be afraid of. And by the time Silas was about 6, there were 3 things that he was most afraid of. Airplanes, trains, and billy goats. Now, during that time, there weren't that many planes in the friendly skies of Putney, Georgia. And the ones that you saw mostly were called crop dusters. It was a small plane, just big enough for the pilot, and it would fly low to the ground and dust the crops with things that killed the bugs and weren't too good for the people either. But one of Silas's brothers told him, "Oh, Silas, you better be careful. If you are outside standing up when the crop duster plane flies over, it could split your head wide open and your brains will spill out on the ground." Now, Silas, since he was the baby in the family, believed his brothers when they told him these things, even if they weren't necessarily so. His sisters would say, "Silas, don't listen to them. They're just teasing you." But Silas was scared. That plane sounded pretty scary to him. One day, the boys were out in a field playing ball, stick ball, and it was Silas's turn to hit. He got ready, but before he could hit, he heard the sound. Way off in the sky, he could hear the rumble of the plane. And it got louder and louder and louder. And it flew overhead, and Silas hit the ground and covered his head with his hands. The plane flew by. Nothing happened. But his brothers were teasing him. "Oh, Silas, get up off the ground. What's the matter with you, boy? Where did you think that plane was going to split your head open and your brains would spill out?" And they laughed and laughed. And later that night, after supper, when they told the story to the rest of the family, they all laughed at Silas, except for his sisters. Silas would look at his brothers and say, "Oh, for real?" He put his hands on his face. "Oh, for real?" But his sisters would warn him, "Silas, they're just teasing you." And then they would make him a snack, clabber milk and cornbread, and he would eat it and be happy. Now, back in those days, the trains were big steam engines, and they made a lot of noise, clanking wheels, and a lot of steam would come out. Well, Sometimes Silas would hear these trains late at night, way off in the distance. He would hear the whistle blow. Ooh, 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 ooh. And he would fall asleep to the music. But his brothers told him that, you know, that's not really a train. It's a monster. And that door is not really a door. It's a mouth. And when you go in and sit down, you're not sitting in a train car, like they say. You're sitting in the belly. And that monster, once you're in there, will never spit you out. And Silas would hear this and he'd say, oh, for real? Yeah, Silas, his brothers would say, you better be careful. Don't ever get on a train. This wasn't a problem for Silas. He never had a reason to get on a train. So he didn't worry about it too much. Until one day, Mama Rena came to him and said, oh, Silas, this is a special day. You and I are going to go down to Pelham to visit Sister Frances. You can wear your best pants and your best shoes, and we're going to ride the train. Oh, no. Silas said, I don't want to go. I don't want to be in the belly of the beast. I don't want to go. Mama Rena said, oh, don't worry, Silas. I'll be right there with you, and you'll be fine. Silas worried about it all day. When the day came, and Mama Rena dressed him in his best pants and his best shirt and his best shoes, and they went down to the train platform to wait. When they got there, an old family friend was down there already. His name was Clem Frazier, and Clem saw them and said, how you doing, Miss Rena? Hey, Silas, you looking mighty smart. And then he looked down the track and he said, well, I see the train is pulling in. Silas's heart was beating so fast. His hands got all sweaty, and he was holding on to Mama Rena's skirt and shaking. He said, I don't want to go. I don't want to be in the belly of the beast. Mama Rena said, don't you worry, Silas. I'll be right there with you. And then the train pulled in, and it wasn't so bad. It was loud. It was big. But it wasn't so bad. That is, until the train driver put his foot on the brakes and all that steam started shooting out from around those wheels and things. And oh boy, Silas let go of his mama's skirt and he took off running down the patch of oats that were growing along the platform. Boogity, 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 boogity. He ran as fast as he could. Mama Rena looked up and she couldn't see Silas because he was so small and the oats were so tall, but she could see the tops of the oats splitting where he was running as fast as he could. Boogity, 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 boogity. Oh my goodness, Clem, please go and get my baby. He ran that way. Okay, Miss Rena, I'll go get him, Clem Frazier said. And he went into the oat patch and he found Silas. I don't want to go. I don't want to be in the belly of the beast. Clem brought Silas back to his mama. Now, you know, he had to be pretty scared to go off and run away from his own mama. Well, Mama Rena and Silas got on the train. He had a nice snack. He fell asleep. Didn't even remember getting off. But later that night, the brothers heard about what happened. And they laughed and laughed. What did you think, Silas? Did you think that was a monster and that it would never spit you out again? And Silas got so mad. He said, what y'all laughing at? If I ever get big enough, I'm gonna make y'all pay. And his sisters said, oh, Silas, don't listen to them. They're just teasing you. And they would make him a snack of warm biscuits with cane patch syrup, and he would be okay. Now, have you ever seen a billy goat? The billy goat is the boy goat, and the girl goat is called a nanny. Well, one of the boys down at the farm down the road had a billy goat. He was big, and he was friendly. You could pet him like a puppy, and you could ride him like a pony. Every now and then, the boy would come by the house with his billy goat. He would be riding him. And Silas would take one look at that billy goat. He had horns that were curled back on his head, and he had one eye that was green and one eye that was gray, and then he had a beard that hung down. Well, one of his brothers told him, "You know, Silas, that's not a billy goat. That's the boogeyman." Silas would say, "For real? Are you saying this with me? Let's try it again." "For real?" "Oh, yeah," Silas, his brothers would say. "You better watch out for that boogeyman." Well, Silas wasn't too worried because he would just walk away whenever the boy rode his billy goat into the yard. And one day, Mama Rena and Papa Raz had to go into town. So that before they left, Papa Raz said, "Now you boys behave yourselves while we're gone. We'll be back directly." And they got into the wagon and they hit the mules and said, "Let's go." And they went trotting off. As soon as Mama Rena and Papa Raz were out of sight, the boy came riding down from the other farm on his billy goat. And Silas took one look at that billy goat with the horns and the eyes and the beard. And he said, "Boogeyman!" And he took off running fast as he could. Boogity, 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 boogity. But it didn't matter because his brothers caught him and put him on the billy goat and slapped the billy goat's bottom. And off he ran with Silas on his back. "Oh! Stop, stop." Silas was so scared. I'm a tail. Stop, stop." Finally, the billy goat stopped and Silas got off and his brothers were laughing. "What y'all laughing at? If I ever get big enough, I'm gonna make y'all pay." His brothers kept laughing, kept teasing. And you know, his sisters would give him a nice cup of collard greens and cornbread, and he would eat it up and feel okay. But you know, young Silas was so scared of those three things, the airplane, the train, and the billy goat. He didn't know if he would make it to the fifth grade. He thought he might just be scared to death. But it didn't happen. No, it didn't happen that way at all. Young Silas grew up to be a fifth grader. He grew on up to be a 12th grader. He grew on up to become a man. He joined the army. He got a job. He met a woman named Irene, and they were married. And one day, he had children of his own, three girls. And you know how I know this story is true? Because Silas grew up to become my father, Mr. Silas Jones. And he used to tell me and my sisters, Betty and Mildred, this story all the time. And when I grew up and became a storyteller, I asked my father, "Could I tell the story to people like you?" And he said, "Yeah. That's what stories are for. But you have to make me one promise. When you tell this story, you have to add that nobody has to make anybody pay in order to grow up and be a man and grow up and be a woman." And that's the story of airplanes, trains, and billy goats.